This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Keep checking in the show notes. I may end up appearing in a city near you, or maybe your city. We've got the Robert Scott Bell Show 2 hours a day, 6 days a week here on GCN. And, of course, archives at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, podcasts on UK Health Radio, Red State Radio, SoundCloud, and the like. And, of course, right here at GCN, easiest place to get a lot of this stuff. What else do we have this hour? You know, today I got very mad, Super Don. I got very angry. And it had nothing to do with the election, funny enough. Unless I was just picking up on the vibes of the election. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes, you know, you can feel like it's palpable anger in the air, right? And there could be a lot of that going on. But, we bought this on Craigslist, a two-cycle 49cc scooter, right? Little thing. You don't have to have anything special to do it. So, you know, my son's 16, want to give him a little bit of independence in this little town where he can scoot around at 25, 30 miles an hour, and that's basically it. It's easy. And, you know, it's old, but, an oil pump thing or something wide open. Tom on the board, he could have fixed it, but I didn't know. He's up in Minnesota. So I found a motorcycle guy to do it, and I went and picked it up. I put it in the minivan, right? Put it in the minivan because it can fit. It's not that big. And I kind of rigged the seat belts around it because the back seats were down so I could fit it in, and then the seat belt from the middle seat on either end would kind of come around the front of it and hold it in place while it was on its stand. And it was all working great until I had to do one more stop. And then it just went over to the right. And I was like, all right, it's not bad. It's not broken. It was just leaning over. I was like, okay. So I get it home to unload it. And it just locks down. One of the belts locks down. It's maxed out. And it's like wrapped around the, you know, I don't even know what you call it because they don't have steering wheels. This is how mechanically inclined in descriptive terms I am.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And it just locked it down. I was like, I can't find a way to maneuver this thing to get it out. It's like permanent. Now it's going to become a permanent part of the minivan. If my son wants to take out the scooter, he's going to be in the minivan riding it. I mean, it's like, what's the point of that? And I was like, it was like I got in that moment. I was just angry. I hit the back of the seat. My hand didn't get hurt too badly. I had arnica, but it was like one of those moments where I was like, dude, I was just angry. And, it's like, really, in the big scheme of things, that wasn't a big deal. But in that moment, I just felt anger. And, I had to walk away from it, come back to it. And then I got my ratchet set up and I unhooked the belt from the car frame itself. I just unscrewed it and I was able to wrap it, get it out. But, you know, I don't often get that way. And I'm thinking maybe people are out there like that today or because of the election. And I just want to tell y'all about a homeopathic remedy. In addition to the CBD, which I love and I appreciate and I want you to get, plus CBDoil.com, takes you out of that anxiety state safely, and it's a dietary supplement, plus CBDoil.com, RSV15. But there is one specific homeopathic remedy. And Super Don, this is for anger. And I haven't said this one in a while, but I have covered it. I'll ask you, and I'm not going to expect you to know this one, but it starts with the letter S, and it sounds like a stromboli, but it's not. and it's the remedy for intense anger. Do you remember it?
I want to say something like strontium or...
Yeah, you're on the right track. Stromboli. See, I knew that sounds like stromboli. No, stramonium.
Stramonium, okay.
Yeah. So, folks, if you're feeling that intense anger because of the outcome of the election, we'll get to some more options later. But I thought, you know, that story, why did I want to tell that on myself, right? Oh, Robert, you're angry. You're just not.
You're human.
Right? No, I'm not. I'm the host of the Robert Scott Bell Show. I can't be human.
Oh.
I can't have real emotions, right? No, I can't be foibled. Right? But I wanted to share that. I felt that was important. And it isn't me blaming the anger in the universe. I'm just acknowledging that sometimes you can be sensitive, and I'm a sensitive kind of guy, that I can feel these things, and it might overwhelm me in the moment. I'm like, this was just stupid. Why did I have to get so angry? And I did. And there we go. Stramonium is the remedy. Or just step away from it. Come back to it when you're rational again. Sing a little hue, whatever, you know, song or sound that you like that calms you down. Listen to some good music, and then go back with your ratchet and beat the hell out. No, I mean unscrew the seatbelt, and you're all good. That's it. You're good to go.
Yelling at it works really well,
right,
too.
Yeah. Dagnabbit, what are you doing? What are you doing to me? Right? Because I was the victim of that seatbelt. It worked for a while, anyway. All right, this is not me delaying. It's just like I just had a story to tell, and I just told it. Unplanned, completely unplanned.
We like stories. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for thanking me. Childhood cancer survivors, though, living longer but not always better. Living longer but not always better. Could this be one of those theme songs from Superdawn?
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a d***, but I told you so.
I told you so.
Thank you to Super Don for the I Told You So theme song. We've been talking about this for many years, that if you survive cancer, I mean, we're happy for you, believe me. Don't get me wrong. I want you to survive it, and I want you to thrive and go beyond it and never have it again. But the traditional allopathic oncological treatments, chemotherapy, radiation, and even surgery, don't come without a cost. And I'm not talking about the payment that you have to make in terms of Federal Reserve notes or insurance that you do or don't have through Obamacare, but the physical toll it plays out on your body later. Remember, you survive 5 years, they consider you cured, but at 5 years and one day you could get cancer, and you're still cured. And it's a new cancer, completely unrelated. Although we've been discussing this, and that's the I told you so, telling you that even if you can kill the cancer and you survive, your cells survive long enough and you're still alive, there are some, perhaps we can say it, hell to pay sometimes. And this story about childhood cancer survivors living longer but not always better is a case in point here. And the reason I believe that they're living longer is because over the years of the chemo radiation therapies, they've become a little bit less toxic, a little bit more targeted, not completely, but even incrementally. It's kind of like what happened to AIDS in the 90s when they said, oh, it's HIV, we're going to kill the HIV with AZT. And what it turned out was that they killed hundreds of thousands of people with AIDS by drugs, by AZT. And then they reduced the dosage, and suddenly they were living longer, and they said, hey, we're starting to make headway against AIDS. Which is not, no, you were poisoning people less intensely, more slowly. And it's the same thing with the chemo front. And these kids that are surviving are having a lot of problems with their health. Are you seeing particular things jump out at you in this article, Superdawn, in terms of types of health issues these kids are surviving into adulthood? I see a lot of pain.
Well, yeah, issues. Yeah, pain and stuff. You know, honestly, the thing that got me on this was that, you know, in this study, they compared adults that were treated as children in the 1990s to adults who had been treated in the 1970s. So you had, you know, like a 20-year difference. Mm-hmm. Of the treatments in the 70s versus the treatments in the 90s. And they were saying that we've come up with all of these great advances and treating and blah, 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 blah. And the researchers, when they got the results back here, and they saw that the adults were having the same amount of problems in their later years after being treated with cancer treatments, the researchers were like scratching their head, and they're like, we don't understand. This can't be right. And they looked at the data again and looked at it. And they were expecting that they wouldn't have as many problems with their health because they had these newfangled great advances of, I guess, you know, new and improved chemo, right? Or
yeah.
You know, as if, you know, this somehow is going to be better for people.
Superdon, it's still the same thing. It's still poisoning.
Right.
It's still radiating, right? Burning, slash burn, cut, whatever. And there's, again, there's a price to pay. The Doc of Detox talks about this all the time, scar tissue formation, resulting in what? Pain. Pain is the big issue here that they're seeing with these kids. They're not even talking about recurrence of cancer in adulthood, which happens. And we talk about that with Ty Bollinger. Of course, his book now, New York Times bestseller, The Truth About Cancer. I hope you pick it up and read it if you haven't already. Now, this researcher, Ness, said the findings can help inform future clinical trials with, get this, the goal of devising treatments that are less toxic. Now, what are the skeptics going to say about that? Because we talk about toxins all the time, and they make fun of us. Oh, toxins, right? Like they do anything. Right, dude, they're actually in oncology. Can we make this less toxic? Because it matters. Those doofuses.
Well, right. Yeah, the toxins that they create, though, are the real toxins.
Right, they, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Their toxins are okay.
A future challenge for some cancer survivors as well. This is a story we have covered over the years, and it's becoming more prevalent, the knowledge of it. Cancer survivors are diagnosed with their disease, okay? The age at which it's done will help them predict the risk of death from what? Not more cancer, but heart disease, which used to be the number one cause of death. Now cancer's overtaking it. Although, as we know, modern medicine can create both of those diseases, cancer and heart disease. And in this case, the treatment for cancer is resulting in heart attacks and strokes. Isn't this interesting? We cured you of your cancer, but you're going to die of a heart attack. I mean, that's kind of a bummer. And is it necessary? And it's the same thing in the previous story. They are definitely linked. Superdon, you did a good job picking these out. Because the toxic assault on the entire body system, there's no system that is without impact. And, of course, in many of these kids growing into adulthood as well, the circulatory system is very vulnerable. The heart muscle, very vulnerable. Because with chemo, it what? It displaces minerals. Selenium, chromium, silica. All of the things that we utilize to have a healthy, functioning nervous system, endocrine system, circulatory system, skeletal system, the entire connective tissue of the body. All of the chemo, all of the radiation, and all of these surgeries deplete, and like Ian Clark says, they don't replete like we do with Oceans Alive from Activation Products. So get that as well, and we're going to go to the gut next on this gut check of a day.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time. New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
All right, election night non-coverage here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're paying attention to the things that really matter. And you say, oh, it does matter. Well, really, if it does matter, then there's something wrong with government. Because it's too damn big. It's too damn intrusive and invasive. And we got a problem. You're voting to see who's going to invade us now, or where are we going to invade next? Maybe they can invade your bowels. How about that? Well, Obamacare's already there. The medical monopoly's already there, and they're causing your bowels to go really off. Dysfunctional. Destroying the microbiome with the medical monopoly. A monopoly is a granted exclusivity to the marketplace, granted by whom or what? Government. Government. So if you don't like medical care, it's because of government's interference into it. It's because of the granting of monopoly. It's because of the Flexner Report of 1910, leading to what we have, inflammatory bowel disease. Lots of IBD going around, and it's not something that somebody sneezes or passes gas and you catch it. It's something you do because of what you eat or because of the drugs you take. And I'm talking about the drugs that the doctors prescribe for you. In Unlock the Power to Heal, my book with Ty Bollinger, the key chapter, in my opinion, is the one titled The Road to Colostomy Bags is Paved with Antibiotics and Prednisone. And now we're finding that chapter is becoming more important by the day. IBD is on the rise in the U.S. According to Fox News, it's reporting, and it says more than 3 million U.S. adults may have IBD, inflammatory bowel disease. And in this article, they talk about IBD, and they say, well, some people really have IBS, because the argument is, oh, well, it's self-reporting. They don't know if they have it for real, right? It might be IBS, which is the syndrome instead of the disease. And according to what's being said of the difference is that the disease causes inflammation. The syndrome doesn't. But I call BS on that. Because the disease doesn't cause inflammation. inflammation is a result of disease processes, imbalances, dysfunction, deficiencies, or toxicological assaults.
So it's kind of like a chicken or the egg type deal, right?
In a way, except, you know, when you ask the question, which came first, the chicken or the egg, no one ever really figures it out. But when we deal with IBD, IBD isn't the cause of inflammation. It's just the name you give to this inflammatory issue that happens all over the place within the alimentary canal, particularly in the bowel and lower bowel, but also could happen in the small intestine. And, you know, they say it's complex. It's caused by an interplay of several genetic and environmental factors, such as diet and the intestinal microbiome and our immune system. But what have they said? They really said nothing. They've said everything and nothing at the same time. Because what do genes have to do with it if you're eating garbage and dosing on antibiotics and destroying your gut microbiome? What kind of genes does it matter that you have? You don't have anything to counteract the napalm of the antibiotics of modern medicine. And then we have another story here related. It says 1 in 5 children with celiac disease do not heal with a gluten-free diet. So celiac disease, you can't tolerate gluten. Very few relative to the amount of people that are gluten-free actually have gluten intolerance. But I will acknowledge that the gluten, because it's coming from genetically modified grains or the genetically modified glyphosate that is soaking the grains, that is really the problem. So why is it that 1 in 5 children with celiac don't heal with a gluten-free diet? Because there are other inflammatory substances coming into their guts, whether it be from modern medicine or whether it be from processed foods. We talk about the additives, the preservatives, the colorings, the flavorings, the pesticides, the herbicides, the fungicides, the heavy metals, the plastifiers, the GMOs. It's a wonder we're not all a bundle of inflammation all of the time. Again, mineral deficiencies exacerbate this. But if you have to stop eating gluten and you feel better, it could be because you're celiac, but it's more likely that the gluten contains glyphosate and you're not going organic enough. And it isn't enough, as I said, in many of my lectures and recently at The Truth About Cancer, I said this. If you mow down the villi with napalm, an antibiotic, and you expect that you can rehabilitate the microbiome with the good probiotics that you give it afterwards, you're asking too much of the probiotics. They can't recolonize the desert when they live in the rainforest. That is the point and purpose of the Silver Aloe Protocol. And you can learn about it in Unlock the Power to Heal. And there's also a video in the video gallery at the Robert Scott Bell Show website where you can see me pouring some silver and aloe with Dr. Michael Haley from Stockton Aloe 1. That easy. Show you how to do it. More adjuncts after the break. We'll talk Parkinson's and other gut issues.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only, without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUSFLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What kind of demonstrations can we do on the air tonight, Super Don? Like yesterday, we were spraying silver hydrosol in our eyes and scaring the listeners, and it was fun. But we got to do some more demonstrations. Need more cowbell. Need more cowbell. More cowbell. That's what we need. Yeah. Speaking of Will Ferrell, he played Janet Reno on Saturday Night Live once. Like the Janet Reno dance party. Yeah. Because Janet Reno was a big woman, 6'2", right? And she died of Parkinson's or complications related to Parkinson's, however. And people are asking, how do you die of Parkinson's? Evidently, that's the thing. Now, you know, when we talked about, actually, I think you posted on the Twitter feed, you know, about Janet Reno dying of Parkinson's. And because we didn't have a snarky comment about how evil Janet Reno was, some people got a little annoyed.
Noid?
Yeah, well, a couple of people added, you know, just in case you didn't know, this is what Janet Reno was responsible for.
Yeah.
And I get that. I understand that. But, you know, we don't take joy and dance on the graves of people we don't like just because they die. You know, I was no fan of Janet Reno, and we look at Waco and the kids that were killed, and we go, she's now having to pay for her crimes against humanity. So I'm not under, I have no lack of confidence in the order of the universe as well. But the focal point of this story is not Janet Reno as much as it is Parkinson's, I believe, right?
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, yeah. You know, it's I guess I'm compelled to say, mm-hmm. since you brought it up, because people are out there. And listen, I've seen some people make comments. I've seen some of those comments mm-hmm. on social media about how they're just, you know, hooping and hollering and celebrating and hope you go to hell, blah, 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 yeah. whatever. You know, I don't agree with what a lot, I mean, the things Janet Reno did that were horrible.
Right.
You know, the Waco situation was just
right.
horrendous. But at the same time, the way I look at it is Janet Reno was a daughter, and I don't know if she, was she married?
Probably
I don't
it
know.
Wasn't, I don't think it was legal for her to marry at the time.
Well, that's, huh?
Just saying.
Huh? Okay.
I'm not making
anyway.
A judgment. Just
but, you know, anybody. Let's say yeah. it's anybody.
Yeah.
You know, they have a spouse. They probably have children, grandchildren. Those people are in pain. The sins of the person who died. They're going to be held responsible for that one way or another. But it's still a tragic situation for other people. And so right. I respect everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I don't agree with the things they may have done in their lifetime, and if there's consequences for that, then they will take care of that.
Yeah.
And when they die, they die. But I'm just not one of those people that is going to take pleasure in somebody right. dying. I just
the
I
compassionate
just
Super Don comes out.
Yeah.
The
sorry.
Sensitive side of Super Don.
Yeah.
Never say you're sorry. You're not sorry at all. You're wonderful. We love
real men. Real men apologize.
Real men can say they're sorry. Speaking of hell, because you mentioned hell, Mark Dillinger, our good listener, was really upset with us yesterday for opening with that folk banjo music from The Walking Dead.
Oh,
yeah.
Easy Street. Da,
right?
Da, 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 da. Yes.
Yeah. He was like, I think that it was your favorite term, the earworm, and he couldn't
yes.
escape it, right? He thought
oh,
he had let
yeah.
it go. But no. Payback, right, for all you Walking Dead fans. Because for me, it didn't bother me because I don't know. I just hear about it. But all right, Parkinson's. We did talk about nerve issues. We've also talked about the fact that autism in childhood is the same thing as Parkinson's and ALS and MS in adulthood, that we're dealing with heavy metals, without a doubt. Now, there's other aspects, like, because the Michael J. Fox Foundation has a lot to do, obviously, with Parkinson's because of his diagnosis. But remember, Michael J. Fox in the 80s, was just pounding aspartame-laced Diet Cokes like it was, you know, a bottle and you're still, you know, feeding on breast milk or something. I mean, that kid, he was an adult, was just pounding aspartame. And that also is a neurotoxin because of the formic acid, the formaldehyde, the methanol, and DKP. So there are a lot of factors that go into neurological degradation. But people that have Parkinson's will often live to a what they call a ripe old age. They'll still live a long time. But when they die, they'll often die of, for instance, a loss of muscular control, like the swallowing mechanism. And they could end up choking on, you know, food or something or drink, and they could die of an accident, in a sense. But how do you restore neurological function? Again, we've talked a lot about the nervous system over the years here and perspectives that I have in terms of a team effort in working at all of those mineral deficiencies and simultaneously working with detoxifying the heavy metals and loading the body with the essential fats and even, yes, the saturated fats that are necessary for brain and neurological function. And now we even have the CBD, which is neuroprotective and neuroregenerative. But then again, Janet Reno was, I have to say, an attorney general in a country at the federal level that has lost its mind because it was putting people in jail for smoking a plant that God created that could have actually helped prevent or reverse these neurological degradation diseases. I'm not saying that smoking it is the ideal way to go for that, but maybe it could be. But taking it in some form or another. And she was part and parcel to that war on drugs. And if there is a karmic loop again, this is not me wishing ill on anybody, just observing after the fact, it may be an interesting way that she was taken out, tragic way, with this neurological degradation, because she in fact fought as the federal government against people who used a plant that could be used to prevent and reverse neurological degradation diseases, damage to the brain and the nervous system. Am I making sense without being too harsh?
This is information that, yes, forget that it was Jan Arena, okay? We could be talking about anybody who died of Parkinson's. You know, this is important information. Now, it is interesting that you point out that she was again something that could have saved her own life, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You might call that some poetic justice.
Well, again, these are the karmic anomalies, or maybe they're not anomalies, but when you observe them, it becomes, oh, isn't that interesting? And you always see it in real time, but sometimes you can look back and say, oh, this is how interesting that is, right? The very thing that could have saved her. So, all right, folks, if you're dealing with Parkinson's, I hope you pay attention to this show and the things we write about. I will be talking a little bit about neurological degradation diseases in my next book on silver. It's all about silver. I do cover MS and talk about some of the things that I've done to help folks reverse it. And that information is available to you. And you can call in, question us, write in, robertscottbell.com. The phone number is 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And we want you to call in tonight, tomorrow, or even during the show live tomorrow, because we're going to have Aaron Elizabeth in studio from the Health Nut News, and we're going to talk about what we know about the whole dead doctors issue. Is there a conspiracy to take out holistic doctors? Are there relationships between these other doctors or not? Are they targeting for very specific reasons? We're going to go into that tomorrow. So those of you who are intrigued and interested, we're going to have her in studio. We'll talk about it. We want to hear from you. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Now back to the questions of the day. This is from Laura. She says, I've had chronic diarrhea for over 10 years, but now I'm having extremely sharp pains in my stomach and blood on and off associated with it. I go to the bathroom at least 15 times a day. I'm seeing my regular physician on the 29th. And what is she saying about a regular doctor? They won't let me make the appointment any sooner. Oh, she wants to see him sooner. She's not sure what to do. Laura, God bless you. 10 years of diarrhea. Listen, 1 year, 1 month of diarrhea would be too much. This to me, and I don't want to take Laura to task, but I just think in the thinking of being inside the medical box, to me that is totally inside the medical box. Because if you're still seeing doctors after 10 years and they haven't solved your chronic diarrhea, you know, it's the kind of thing where you hear about what is insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Allopathic doctors, if they can't cure your diarrhea in a day, of course they give you Imodium, they can dry it up, but what the heck is going on if it comes back and for 10 years you're suffering? Gastroenterologists don't do much. They'll give you more antibiotics. We talked about the prednisone. What else can they give you? And as you're probably aware, Laura, probiotics aren't enough because you probably have taken probiotics after 10 years of this stuff. But it's not situating. Why? Something damaged your gut. What is it? I don't know. You're not giving me enough information to go on. We need somebody like Steve the Thorough here because we'd get a full report, more than we would want to know. But I would say that there would be no harm in doing the Silver Aloe Protocol. And Lord knows you probably haven't tried it, because what doctor is recommending it? Certainly among the 10 years of treatment you've been undergoing and you still have the diarrhea. Obviously, you need to stay hydrated. You need to eat lower on the food chain. Simplify. I'm not saying 100% raw, because sometimes you'll need to cook food in the winter to warmth and such. But my goodness, we've got to get your GI tract functioning again. So everything in that chapter, the road to colostomy bags paved with antibiotics and prednisone, could be helpful to you, Laura. Okay, probiotics, yes, but we got to heal the gut, reverse the trend from no motility, no movement, no absorption. We got malabsorption. All of that stuff has to be corrected. Our earth suit has to be repaired. Here's a question from Ted. Hi, it's been some time now, but today my doctor rang me to confirm I have H. pylori, Helicobacter pylori, and she also has prescribed a course of Lansoprazole and antibiotics for the next 3 weeks. What can I do as an alternative to a prescription that will wreak havoc on my gut, Ted? Well, I've worked with doctors that have a six-hour protocol to eradicate H. pylori. 6 hours. And you guessed it, it's using the silver hydrosol. It's flooding the body, or the stomach particularly, with a barrage of silver over the span of 6 hours, and making sure that silver content gets all around your stomach in that six-hour period of time. The H. pylori can't survive that. But what happens is if you're not producing enough stomach acid, which is usually the case with H. pylori proliferation in the stomach, you're magnesium deficient. Once again, magnesium deficiency can result in a lack of stomach acid production. Ted, I don't know if you're on proton pump inhibiting drugs, the PPIs like Prevacid, Nexium. Those things also can precipitate the rise of H. pylori, which they say causes stomach ulcers. But is it really the cause, or is it kind of just the happenstance? It happens to be there as well because you're not producing enough stomach acid because you're minerally deficient. Minerals, minerals, minerals. Go get some Ease Magnesium or take some innate magnesium internally. We can correct this. We can correct this. All right, folks, we've got one more segment to go. We promised we'd get back to politics with any updates, as well as what to do if your candidate doesn't win. And it's not drinking alcohol, I promise.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it. Do you ever wonder
what happened to America.
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Follow me on Twitter at RSL Media. At RSL Media. Robina says, more devastation caused by vaccines. These awful autoimmune diseases, including inflammatory bowel disease, used to be rare. Yes, true that. In fact, we cover vaccines all of the time. Sometimes, you know, I think, okay, why do I have to mention them again? But we do, and you're right. And these devastating gut diseases also related to vaccines. Number one on my list when I talk to parents with kids with chronic anything, I say, did you vaccinate them? Did you have them vaccinated? Invariably, yes. That's why the Van VCD accounting of that is so stunning, because you'll find the healthiest kids are the kids who have the fewest or no vaccines at all. All right, we promised a little bit of election coverage. We have great news, and it combines or coincides with today's Cannabis update.
Prostitutes on the left hand side. Prostitutes on the left hand side. It's a whole bunch of
things. Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
Three cheers for the people of Florida. Amendment 2 has passed. The medical marijuana legalization in the Sunshine State. Light it up. This is something that, you know, almost passed 2 years ago with 58% of the vote. It's now over 70%. It's a slam dunk. Of course, it's going to be tightly regulated, but now doctors have a little leeway in prescribing that plant for people with cancer, epilepsy, glaucoma, AIDS, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. There is a lot of that, even from dental work, believe me. Amyotrophic lateral, ALS, lateral sclerosis, Crohn's disease. How many gut problems can be helped with cannabis? Parkinson's, MS, some of the things we've been talking about. So good news for the state of Florida. I don't know how fast this is implemented, but it looks like it's a slam dunk. We don't know about the other states that had it on the ballot, because a few states also had, I think, five recreational, and those were not as guaranteed as the slam dunk that has happened in Florida for medical.
Right. It's still early right now. Maine and Massachusetts are just starting to report, so I think they've got 1% reporting, so we really don't have any accurate numbers on them. But, you know, listen, tune in tomorrow, because we'll have plenty to talk about them. But this is significant. I mean, it really is a significant advancement for Florida, because I remember a lot of people were upset about that last time around, because it was close.
It was close. And poor Publix, they put in a lot of money to stop this, because they're the big grocery store pharmacy chain, and a lot of people will be using fewer of their drugs, and that's good news for the people of Florida. And, of course, congratulations to Morgan and Morgan. John Morgan, they've been fighting this battle for years. Compassionate Use Act, etc., and we're one step closer. Now, California, later, and again, we'll report on this tomorrow, if they go for recreational, it's just a matter of time. It's inevitable. By the way, this is evidence of nullification, because remember, the federal government The federal government has not sent in the planes and the tanks and the, you know, whatever they're going to do, bomb the states that have told the feds to pound sand on cannabis. The federal government is losing on this because the 10th Amendment is more powerful when they operate outside of the confines of the restrictions on what they could or should do as a federal government by the Constitution. So, congratulations, Florida. Now, if your candidate didn't win tonight, wherever you are, or if it's a presidential issue, we don't know yet, but we'll know tomorrow. But a 12-step plan for what to do if your candidate loses on Election Day. It was in the USA Today. We've got it linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com.
It's a good list. Yeah. It's a lot of general things, basically just talking about, you know, listen, you know, find ways to cope with it, get some perspective, breathe, you know, avoid conversations with people about politics for now if it's something that's, you know, more than what you can deal with. You know, just some basic stuff. But, you know, look. Just put it all in perspective. You know what? Somebody's going to win, and they're going to be president. And guess what? The world's not going to end. Things are going to move on. We're going to live. There's still a Congress in place, guys, okay? The president can't just do whatever they want to do. Congress has to be a part of it. It's going to be all right. That's right.
Yeah.
Look on the bright side of life.
That's Feel free to scream, though, before you get there. Practice acceptance, take action, create an exit plan. No, not to go to New Zealand, although that's a nice place to go. But, you know, exit out of conversations that just bring you down. Heed early warning signs, manage your exposure, think broadly. Yes, build a support system, slow down and self-soothe. Be thankful. Yes, find some gratitude, get some perspective, and model good behavior. Well, those are the 12 items there on USA Today. All right, folks, we've got a lot more broadcast healing. If you missed anything, go back, listen to the archives. They'll be up shortly at GCN. Thanks to all our affiliates around the country. And you can go to robertscottbell.com, plug into the notes, check out where we've been and where we are going tomorrow. I want you to call in. Leave me a message tonight. The dead doctors, what's the links, if there are any, Aaron Elizabeth, Ty Bollinger, coming back because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.